This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. So feel free to join us in whatever way it is that you want to contribute, if you want. Otherwise, we will talk about stuff that we find interesting. And there's always a lot in the news coming up here tonight. Mike is with us here, by the way. It's Ian, Mark, and hey, Mike.
Hey there.
You've got an update on, apparently, Rand Paul got in a fight. I don't think we've discussed this yet on Free Talk Live, but somebody broke multiple ribs.
His next-door neighbor.
And we can get into that coming up here in a little bit, but I'm sorry, there's way bigger news than some politician in D.C. or wherever
it is
he lives.
Big news to Rand Paul.
Yeah, I'm sure it's big news for Rand Paul, but, you know, bad things happen to politicians all the time, and we can't spend a whole bunch of time talking about every single one of them. But what has happened that is really good news, in my opinion, today is the end of SegWit 2X. Now, what is SegWit 2X?
Mike?
SegWit 2X is the hard fork that has been planned for a number of months for Bitcoin, and it includes essentially two aspects. One has already been implemented called SegWit, or Segregated Witness, which is a technique for making the Bitcoin network work better by not requiring complete consensus worldwide for every transaction. And that seems to have been implemented pretty well. But now the 2X part, which doubles the block size, i.e. the amount of data that each block in the blockchain can process, from 1 megabyte to 2 megabytes, has been canceled due to a number of people pulling out of the agreement now that they've got segregated witness implemented.
Yeah, I actually
sound like a bunch of shookers on a deal, doesn't it?
Like, well, who cares at this
I
point?
I care.
Why?
It's a contract.
No, it was an agreement. I don't know if any consideration was put up for this.
Sounds like I'm never going to make an agreement for you with
a
you.
A contract is a meeting of the minds.
And there's usually consideration. There's multiple
consideration is giving you what you damn well want. Segregated witness.
Yeah, I understand that. Look, they broke their agreement. I'm not saying you should do business with the people who broke their agreement, Mark, but I'm saying I'm happy the agreement was broken.
Me too.
Good riddance to SegWit 2X.
And
the reason why is because now there are not as many Bitcoins out there competing, and I don't think we need a zillion different Bitcoins. We already have over 1,000 different altcoins out there who've been competing with Bitcoin for years, and just recently there was this new kind of, I don't know, phenomenon or whatever of, hey, let's fork the Bitcoin blockchain and split and schism the Bitcoin network into two. It happened in August when Bitcoin Cash forked away. And then it happened again a couple of weeks ago with this thing called Bitcoin Gold, which hasn't even gotten out of the incubator yet, this thing. I mean, it is just, it's not even real at this point.
Everybody pretty much figured out that was a scam put on by a Chinese chip maker to.
You think it's a scam?
Yeah, it was. The Chinese chip maker that backed the Bitcoin Gold fork designed these ASIC chips that he manufactured to basically hash Bitcoin Gold better than any other ASICs chips. So his goal was to sell more ASICs chips for people who wanted to mine Bitcoin Gold.
So right now, if you go to the Bitcoin Gold website, there's a blog there, and they claim they're in a test net. Do you believe that they're never going to leave the test net?
I believe they will never leave the test net.
I sure hope so, because then we would be down to just two competing Bitcoin networks out there. The Bitcoin, the sort of original, if you will, Bitcoin network, even though it's not really the original anymore because now it has SegWit, the segregated witness thing on it. I would like to call that Bitcoin Core now, since that's sort of the name of the software that the what they call the Bitcoin Core programmers have been working on.
How about SegWit Coin?
No, I mean, because that's just one aspect of that particular coin. It's still Bitcoin. It came from the Bitcoin blockchain, Mark. Yeah. I think that that's kind of like a pejorative term, in my opinion.
Oh, it's like nobody's using pejorative terms on
Bitcoin. Well, I think you should rise above that level. I understand that there are people out there who say...
Who are you talking to?
You. You're sitting here. Well, I understand there are people out...
Well, certain people have proposed calling a Bitcoin Cash true Bitcoin, and generally those are people who had an interest in the creation of Bitcoin Cash. So there's, you know, a bit of a debate on really who's the real Bitcoin, and you know, you have to look at the interests of the people involved in that debate.
And I agree. I think it is an interesting discussion. The folks over at Bitcoin.com actually recently posted what I consider to be a very persuasive article, making a strong argument that Bitcoin Cash is more true to the original vision of Bitcoin per Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous founder, the anonymous creator, whoever that is, of Bitcoin. And they make a very, you know, long and detailed case that seems to make a lot of sense. Of course, everybody would love to claim to be the true Bitcoin, and only the market will ultimately decide. Some would say that the true Bitcoin should be the one that has the most accumulated market, or the accumulated difficulty. So that Bitcoin which is the most difficult to mine.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good metric. I believe in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's a good metric?
Well, I think that whichever coin gets the most hashing power is essentially the market deciding which coin is the one that the market wants.
So you're saying hashing power is the relevant
factor. Because that's
not difficulty.
That's what's doing the actual work of authenticating transactions and generating new coins.
Now, where do you go to find that one out? Because I know there's a lot of great like Bitcoin charts out there, but can you really figure out what the hashing power is, or don't you have to kind of know how much each mining pool has?
You can Google it. Just look up Bitcoin hashing power, and there's a number of sites that
I'd be interested to see the comparison between Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin, given that Bitcoin Cash, which was the first ever split from the Bitcoin network back in August, that was, you know, this historic split. Right now, as of earlier today, they both had, it was like they were basically both on sort of parity with one another as far as the profitability of the mining, meaning that Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core, if you want to call it that, the two different competing Bitcoins out there, were about at the same level as far as profitability. And that's what the miners are looking for.
Right.
They want to make a profit. They got into it usually not for some sort of ideological purposes, but for the purpose of acquiring profit. And so, therefore, if one of these coins is more profitable to mine, they can both be mined with the same hardware.
Right.
Okay, so your hardware, your computer processor, can only mine one thing at a time. And so it's going to, you know, you have to choose which one you want to mine. And most of them are probably going to choose to mine the most profitable one, if there's a clear winner.
Right.
And right now, there's not.
And the reason that SegWit2x failed is specifically because a major mining pool pulled out of the agreement. I think they account for about 12% of the global hashing power.
Mm-hmm.
And with their pulling out, that brought the percentage of hashing power below what the people backing SegWit2x felt was a consensus level. And so even the people that were backing SegWit2x believe that the hashing power is really the best way to judge that sort of thing, what's real Bitcoin and which fork should succeed.
Well, now, even without that one mining pool, they still had over 80% of the mining pools signed on with this thing, so it still looked like they had a significant kind of supermajority, but the thing is, you don't know how many of the actual miners are going to participate. So, you know, in these mining pools, somebody who runs this gigantic, you know, megalithic mining pool based out of China, he may be able to sign an agreement saying, we, this mining pool, support SegWit2x.
Right.
And but he can't obligate the however many thousands or hundreds of individual miners that
I
make
can
up
move
pool.
My miner to whatever pool I want to. And if I don't like the decision of one pool of what to mine, I can move it to another pool.
So maybe they were hearing from some of the individual miners who said, hey, look, we're not behind this. You don't speak for us, and we're going to bail on you. And
absolutely.
They decided, well, maybe we don't have the support we thought we did.
And this is the real way that Satoshi intended decisions to be made in the Bitcoin market.
We're going to continue here with more on this really epic news, I think. I think it's very interesting because it sets up a very interesting fight between, I think, what's going to be Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Cash that is on the horizon here now. Because this geek civil war, it's not over today with this.
No spitballs yet.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450, free like freedom.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash. A digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage, and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Passies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial. You want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Mike.
And Mark. Whole Food Multicomplete is really, it's 7 supplements in one. The list of ingredients in Whole Food Multicomplete is tremendous. All you have to do is go to simplifymysupplements.com, and you can see just the incredible list. It beats out everything that you've ever taken as far as a multi in your life. It has a vitamin mineral supplement, of course, an enzyme, probiotic, antioxidant, immune support, bone support, and energy support supplement component. Just go to SimplifyMySupplements.com. You can use coupon code FTL to save 10% on your order. I love this product so much, I'm going to continue to take it no matter how long they advertise. So just so you know, I love SimplifyMySupplements.com and Whole Food Multicomplete. Enter coupon code FTL, 10% off. Yes, they take Bitcoin. Satisfaction's guaranteed or your money back. You receive 10% off with your order with coupon code FTL. SimplifyMySupplements.com.
All right, our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind and take control of the airwaves here, but we're talking about Bitcoin and the incredible news that came out today, which I didn't see this one coming. It's always, a lot of times it's a surprise in the Bitcoin world, and I'm glad to see this one coming. This is the one I had hoped would happen because I really didn't want to see whatever damage might have come from this hard fork that was supposed to happen next week that is now been canceled, and we can talk more about what a hard fork is in moments. But just to get into kind of the news headline here, I have it from Cointelegraph.com, where Bitcoin has reached a new all-time high of nearly $7,900 as participants of the SegWit2x hard fork announced they have suspended it. A circular sent to a mailing list by major proponent Mike Belsha says that it was clear the project had, quote, not built sufficient consensus for clean block size upgrade at this time, unquote. So therefore, SegWit2x, as it has been called, this plan to supposedly upgrade Bitcoin, is not going to activate this month as planned. They did not name a possible future date. The message reads in part, quote, our goal has always been a smooth upgrade for Bitcoin. Although we strongly believe in the need for a larger block size, there's something we believe is even more important, keeping the community together.
Oh, yeah, that's happening.
I have to ask us at that, because what's keeping the community together is the trust that people are building through working with each other, mm-hmm. without government controls or authority over people. And you know, as libertarians, we know that in order to maintain that sort of community trust, the basis of that is people honoring their contracts.
Sure.
And when people don't honor their contracts, that's when you start to see trust erode in a community.
No doubt.
This is why I have trust issues, Ian. We were supposed to make SegWit2x. They signed an agreement, and now nothing.
Sure, but one of the things about agreements is, and I don't know what this agreement looked like. I didn't read it, and I suspect none of you did either. But in a lot of agreements, there are ways to change the agreement or back out of the agreement. Now, it doesn't sound like that's what was happening in this case. It just sounds like people were completely reneging on what they said they were going to do in certain cases. But who knows what the terms were? I mean, maybe it was publicly published. I don't recall.
It was.
It must have been.
Yeah, it was agreed to at the consensus conference in May in New York City.
But then new things happened since that occurred, right? So they agreed back in May to do that. The plan for Bitcoin Cash seemed to come out of nowhere, kind of in the middle of the summertime, basically. And then they just sort of launched this Bitcoin Cash thing. They forked Bitcoin for the very first time ever on August 1st. And they did the block size increase. So the SegWit2x was a two-part thing, as you had discussed earlier. They implemented SegWit in late August, and then they were to, 3 months later, implement this 2x part, the doubling of the block size from 1 megabyte to 2 megabytes. Well, that's what, you know, this whole fight was over was, well, one side wanted SegWit, the other side wanted the block size increase, so they came together and they said, all right, we're going to do them both. But then somebody else said, well, screw this. We don't want SegWit, the segregated witness, but we want a larger block size. So the Bitcoin Cash people schismed off, and they created Bitcoin Cash, which has an 8 megabyte block size.
Right.
So that's already been done. So I think a lot of people looked at that and said, well,
look,
we already have a big block size. So
look at what the price of Bitcoin Cash has done since that fork.
So, but why go forward with, you know, this arguably unnecessary fork to increase block size when the people who wanted SegWit didn't want it in the first place, and the people who want a bigger block size, you've got that with Bitcoin Cash.
That's a very good argument, and I think that is probably a lot of the logic that the people that reneged did. They're looking at how the price of Bitcoin Cash has plummeted since the fork.
Right.
And they see that by doubling the block size on under SegWit 2X, that sort of a drop in price would also happen. And, you know, if you know who the different mining pools are, a large amount of the global mining capacity is in China, and they already have a market advantage based upon their low-cost electricity,
mm-hmm.
but they also are hindered by the Great Firewall from getting blocks in and out fast enough.
Really?
And they were always the biggest hindrance to coming to this SegWit 2X agreement. And so if they see that the price of Bitcoin may drop by doubling the block size, they're probably going to be motivated to renege on that part of the agreement.
So I understand that, you know, people shouldn't break their agreements. I get that. In this case, as you said, Mark, you're glad this one happened, right? You know,
yeah,
even though you don't want to do business with whoever it was that, you know, had reneged on their promises, personally, this makes the marketplace seems like a lot more clear. One of the problems was going to be if this SegWit 2X thing happened next week, there was a whole lot of uncertainty
right.
as far as, well, how long will it be safe, or how long will it be after the fork until it is safe to spend Bitcoin? Because there was this thing called a replay protection that was not put in place for SegWit 2X. And that's because the SegWit 2X plan seemed to be to kind of subsume the old Bitcoin and replace it. And so they didn't want to put in these protections that others have put in. Like with Bitcoin Cash, they had this. And the replay protection, I believe, makes it so that once the fork happens, if there's no, you know, like wallet support or whatever, if you hit send on sending some Bitcoin, you're going to send that Bitcoin and the new 2X version of the Bitcoin out too, right?
Well, what's the point? You know, that's a lot of people are getting into this fork beforehand because they thought they would get 2 Bitcoins for every Bitcoin they held.
There was a possibility that they could have.
And so with the replay protection, that negates that whole, you know, instant profit possibility from happening.
So I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Well, if they implemented replay protection,
mm-hmm.
then you would basically be forced to choose between one block or the other which one is going to be your coin rather than getting a coin in both.
Okay, I thought replay protection had to do with sending the Bitcoin around after the fact and the risks that are involved in that, because after the fork, you're at risk of sending both of the split Bitcoins, because normally when a fork happens, you get
right.
one of the original and then one of the new one. If you had one originally, you'd then have two, one of each type. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. That's the point of the show. We're talking about the Bitcoin news, though. It's big news. SegWit2x is dead. And I say, thank goodness, we don't need any more confusion in the Bitcoin marketplace. We can talk more about that coming up here. But also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You want to get an introduction as to what Bitcoin is? Well, you can go to Bitcoin.com to do that. Or if you're old school and you want to get the latest news on Bitcoin, then you can go to news.bitcoin.com. And there's so much more there, including a forum that you can get interactive with other Bitcoin and cryptocurrency users and more. Also, a Bitcoin mining pool and a Bitcoin Cash mining pool, so you can decide which of these competitors that you want to mine. The two main Bitcoins out there. There's still this Bitcoin Gold thing, but Mike, you said that that's a scam, basically.
It's a scam.
Sell computer hardware.
And the thing with, you know, the market is very good, I think, at judging these sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it will really never leave the ground because there won't be enough hashing power adopting it.
Beyond, to start it.
Yeah.
To really kick it off. Because what I understood from this Bitcoin Gold was that they were going to have what they called a pre-mine. So it wouldn't be available publicly to mine, but them and their buddies would be behind the scenes mining it. And then eventually, so they'd get a bunch of free coins out of that, supposedly.
They would. And that seems like a way to for them to escape the trap that they're in, because there isn't enough hashing power to get through the next block. And so what they're going to do is they're using their own miners to force through to the next block to get an adjustment in the difficulty downward,
mm-hmm.
so that then it basically unleashes so it becomes a lot easier for people to mine it with simpler machines.
So the Bitcoin Gold has an every block difficulty adjustment?
I'm not sure how many blocks.
Because with Bitcoin originally it was 2016
right,
blocks,
right. And
which is about 2 weeks typically.
Right. And they need to power through to that, and if they don't make it, then
power
it
power through to the 2016th yeah, block, yeah, however yeah. far away that is
right.
from when they... They forked off.
And if they don't get enough transactions, you know, they'll just be mining through empty blocks.
And giving themselves free Bitcoin Gold, which right now their futures market
which
saying
is
they're worth about
fool's gold, about as far as I'm
right.
concerned.
It's a perfect way to look at it. So yeah, I hope that it goes away, and of course Bitcoin.com will be covering the latest news about Bitcoin and more.
I wonder if the manufacturers of LaserDiscs and Betamax trust the marketplace to make the right decisions.
What are you suggesting there?
I'm just suggesting that not every time do we get the best the market can provide, you know?
No doubt about that.
I'm thinking about USB ports and how I have to flip that damn thing over at least a half a dozen times before I can stick it in the hole.
Yeah, well, just because you're not paying attention to the indicator on the...
That sounds like a personal problem,
yeah.
Mark.
USB jack, I don't know, man. But, you know, the market may not be perfect, and it is a messy process, but it was actually interesting that you brought up the Betamax thing, because I thought about that today when I was thinking about, you know, Bitcoin Gold versus, not Bitcoin Gold, see, again, it's so confusing with all these different Bitcoins, Bitcoin Cash versus the Bitcoin Core, the sort of the legacy, if you will, Bitcoin, and comparing it to the VHS versus Betamax. Now, for young people who don't remember Betamax, back in the 1980s, there was a war between these video cassette formats,
mm-hmm.
and there was Beta, and there was VHS.
Right.
VHS ultimately won that war, and the argument is that porn adopted VHS, and so therefore that's the direction the market
and
went in.
And Beta was a better quality tape.
Beta was a better quality, but you had to run it, I guess, faster, so there was usually...
Less
a lot
time.
Of times, Beta tapes, you would get a two-pack, so you'd have one part one of the movie on one
right.
tape and then part two. So there were some problems with Beta as well, and maybe those would have gotten worked out in the long run, but ultimately, the development slowed to a crawl because Beta lost that
yeah.
fight in the marketplace.
They did fix that, but by the time they did, they had
it was
really
too late.
Lost in the
market share. Right. So Beta didn't die. It just became something for television production stations and
right.
like high-end video production, but ultimately, as far as consumer level products, it disappeared. And so looking at that and looking at today, the difference is when you're dealing with a physical product like that, you've got significant costs in inventory
right.
and capital and, you know, all these tapes that have been manufactured and have to go somewhere.
You got
to
build a plant to make them.
You got to build a plant to make them. You've got all these tapes. They've got to get bought by, you know, the movie companies to put their product on, which is what they were used for primarily, you know, back then,
right.
was to play back Hollywood movies. And, you know, then when it fails, you've got all this inventory that you've got to melt down or sell or
right.
bury in a desert or whatever it is that you do with it. So there's tremendous costs involved in that that don't exist with cryptocurrency. I mean, we're just talking about code on a computer that somebody already wrote that, you know, Satoshi Nakamoto, this anonymous person or persons, released to the world. They released Bitcoin, and then all these other ones are basically modifications, most of them. There are some exceptions to that.
But you do need to hire a lot of hot Russian models to go around the world
hurt.
And promote your fork
right.
to the mining groups at their conventions.
That's never a bad idea, but my point being...
I hear that happens.
As far as the fight
makes
between...
makes you want to go to more Bitcoin conventions, I
yes,
can tell you that.
As far as the fight between Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin or Bitcoin Core, that is, you know, the overhead's not the same. So this fight can go on for a long time. There's no reason why Bitcoin Cash should go away at this point. It's the number three most by market cap, ranked by market cap, meaning the total value of all of that particular cryptocurrency, you know, globally at any moment, is number three. It's like close to $10 billion in market
eroding.
Cap.
It's dropping.
Is it? Yeah, well, because it's been going up over the last like 2 weeks as compared to Bitcoin's price.
And it'll be interesting to see if it recovers now that SegWit 2x has collapsed, and people who were expecting the 2x to be implemented may be more interested in moving over to Bitcoin Cash.
Well, that's what I was saying before. Is now that SegWit 2x is out of the way, you've got a a fight here between two of the most popular cryptocurrencies, at least by market cap. On the marketplace right now, and there's number two, which is Ethereum. That's a different player in the market, but Ethereum's about three times the value right now of Bitcoin Cash, and there's Ripple, which is close behind Bitcoin Cash as well. So it's a, it's a close
Ethereum
fight
isn't really meant to be a currency. It's really a
currency.
Yeah, it has a currency, but it's meant to be a computing platform for smart contracts.
Yep, that's true. So it's not exactly in the same category, but it is still a cryptocurrency.
Right.
And so
it's had some problems recently.
And so watching, I heard something about that. But watching this is going to be interesting, just because it's a much simpler field now. We don't have the extra complication of having multiple different cryptos
Bitcoins. Personally, as a libertarian, I embrace variety in choices in the market. And when people complain about too many choices, like, for instance, Bernie Sanders did in the election about 27 choices of deodorant at the store, I have to wonder, whether they're actually talking with any economic intelligence, because, both psychophysics and advertisers and marketers all know that not everybody can be fit in the same product box. People like different things. And so, some part of the market is going to want Bitcoin Cash and another part is going to want SegWit. And, they're going to have their own different utility functions.
And so that's not going away. Bitcoin Cash isn't disappearing. It hit the ground running back in August. And so we got to live with two different Bitcoins, but I'm glad we don't have a third one at this point.
I would say that, when you're talking about different brands in the marketplace, deodorant, in the case of Bernie Sanders, it's nice to be able to know what the deodorant is you're pulling off the shelf, right? So, if I'm going to go in there, I want Degree with the, sports scent or whatever it is. I think that's what I get. I don't have any idea. Wife buys that stuff.
Whatever the wife wants, right?
What?
Whatever the wife wants, right?
Well, ultimately, that's what it comes down to. But she wants to get me what I prefer. But I have no idea if it's what I prefer from years ago when she took over this task. She could have switched it on me at any point. But nonetheless, if there's two Degree sports that are out there, then what? How do I know? And they're different. They have different scents or something.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then one of the ways you can do that is by getting interactive on our forum, which is part of the larger Shire forum. You can go to forum.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to the Free Talk Live section of the Shire forum. There's actually other areas of the Shire forum that you might find interesting, like the cryptocurrency sections where people are discussing right now this big news today that the SegWit 2X fork that was expected to come next week and possibly shake Bitcoin to its supposed core, possibly destroy some of the value that it has built up over the last several weeks. That is not going to happen, and that is one of the discussions being had right now over on the Free Talk Live forums in the larger Shire forum. So go to forum.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. It's free for anybody that wants to get involved. Due to some internet issues, I hadn't had access to our call screening software for the last hour, so apologies to, I think there was at least one gentleman who was on hold there and never got his call taken. That is my fault. So feel free, call back in if you get the chance. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're going to go to Ashley in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ashley.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi, I just have, I guess I don't really have any questions, but I do want to make a statement.
That's fine.
Make your statement, Ashley.
Are you ready for this? You're on
yeah,
the radio.
Well, I'm kind of like, I don't have my, okay. In 2012, and I lost track of time here, so I can't tell exactly. I want to say 2012, around Christmas Day. I had a very strong voice that was not internal or external.
A strong voice, okay, or strong voice,
or whatever you want to say. And he said, "Do you believe in magic?"
But when Who said that?
Well, I'll tell you in just a second.
Okay.
Do you believe in magic? It was a God. It was God's voice, but this time it was coming at me in a different way than usual.
Where were you at this time?
I was in Omaha, Nebraska.
Are you in your house? Are you at work? Where
I was, well, both. Both. I was in my house and I was at work.
And God was talking to you throughout the whole day kind of thing?
Well, throughout my whole life.
Through your whole life. Okay. So what was it that was said in this particular case? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is kind of where it switched up. This is a switching point. He said, "Do you believe in magic?" I said, "Yes," which is weird because usually I would say no, because this is, you know, I read the Bible, it says be careful of all this kind of things at the end time. But I knew this person or this spirit or entity, you know, it being of the one that I've always been with. But it was, so anyways, I was okay. Like, yes. And he said, "Look out the window and tell me what you see." And I looked out the window and I seen a beam of light coming out of the southern sky. And it was like, there was no, like, spaceship, there was no planet, there was nothing above it. It was just a beam of light. And it was like rainbow colors, if that makes sense. Now, inside
sounds
the
pretty
beam,
awesome. Was it a double rainbow?
Well, I don't know. Well, I suppose, yes.
Anyway, go on. Okay, so pretty rainbow. It was during the daytime, I take it?
It was at night.
Nighttime? Okay. Rainbow colors coming out of a light spot in the sky at night,
yes.
Basically? Okay,
yes,
got
like
it.
A beam, yeah.
And beaming down from the sky, straight down?
No, it was at an angle, like it was from like up in the south, and it was face, you know, angled.
Did the beam move around?
No.
Okay.
It was solid.
Got it.
Solid angular rainbow beam.
Got it.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah, okay, I need you guys' help here. Now, in the light, there was what looked like a being, but it had obviously no skin, and it have, you know.
How close was this to you? Like, if you're in your house or wherever, how far away are we talking about? Is this being? Is it like right up?
It looked like it was about two blocks up for me.
Two blocks.
That's what it looked like.
Okay. Now, was it like, was the beam coming down like right in your front yard, or was it the beam coming down like, you know, a ways away, a couple streets over in the neighborhood or something like that?
It was almost like two worlds kind of came into one, because it was like me trying to.
So you weren't in reality at this point. You were hallucinating. You were not seeing what was actually like in front of you.
Did being have any particular features you noticed? Was
that's what I wanted to say. It's really, really crazy. It's not crazy, but
okay.
That the thing is, okay. So it looked like a human, like, you know, body without. Okay, I want to. Best way to explain it is a hologram, like a hologram.
So you could.
But he had a long head.
A little transparent.
It was slightly elongated head.
Uh huh.
And he started to moonwalk, like going just in the north. And but he was walking south. And I said,
"Are you saying Michael Jackson has come back from the alien spaceships?"
I said to the voice, "Is that Michael Jackson?"
Wasn't he dead by then?
And he said, "I am Michael Jackson."
See, I called him.
There we go.
Well, I guess you really the only way to really know if it's Michael Jackson.
Hold on. See, I talked over you when you were saying that part. So tell me how you knew it was Michael Jackson again, because I was predicting that this was Michael Jackson while you were explaining this. So what happened? It started moonwalking, and what was the rest?
I looked toward the voice, or, you know, the voice that was speaking, and I said, "Is that Michael Jackson?" And he said, "I am Michael Jackson."
What was the voice saying?
Literally, in like anywhere.
If this is Michael Jackson's second coming, keep him away from the little kids.
So hold on, let me see if I can. Wait, I want to make sure I can follow this. You talk with God throughout your life. You heard this voice that you recognized as God. telling you, do you believe in magic, inviting you to look out the window, where you then saw Michael Jackson coming down from a rainbow, you know, like a multi-rainbow ray of light coming from the sky. Then Michael Jackson spoke to you. Was that the voice that you'd been talking to throughout your entire life, or was that a different voice?
It's not, it doesn't have an Adam's apple, if you will. So I can't.
No. I'm not saying it spoke to you like a human voice would speak to you, but you were hearing a voice that invited you to look outside, and then you said Michael Jackson spoke to you, saying it was Michael Jackson.
Look outside at my ring.
It was the same.
The same voice. So what you're saying?
Oh, I'm moonwalking on my ring.
So you're saying that Michael Jackson was God to you, is what you're saying.
Then I invested the Project Bluebeam, where they said, well, this is going to happen, because there's a lot of stuff going on at that time, and
now, Project Bluebeam, that's some sort of conspiracy theory or whatever.
Yes,
what was that one? I forget which one that was.
Why would my God appear to me to be my protection? I said, I never listened to his music.
What happened then? Did he invite you to the to his playland or whatever it is he has?
9 months later, the virgin birth happened again.
And she said, right.
Wouldn't that be ironic?
A lot of things happened that night. She asked if he could resurrect himself inside of me. And the whole time I'm absolutely, I'm like, yeah, go with
it.
I'm going with it because, and then now I reflect on it, I'm like, wow, I can't believe.
Did Michael Jackson actually knock you up? Do you believe you were knocked up?
You agreed to this, right?
Yes. Thank you for
that. This is the best call. I'm so glad that you called this week, Ashley. Did you have Michael Jackson's baby?
I had Michael Jackson.
In
like a biblical sense, you mean?
Well, now we're skipping ahead because there was a certain process.
Yeah, we got to skip ahead here because we're short on time.
Is he taking dancing classes now?
Okay.
Hello?
There
was a question there for you. Did you hear that?
No, there was a question.
Is he taking singing and dancing classes now?
Is he the baby?
Yeah, your baby. Yeah,
he's like 4 years old now, right? Yeah.
3 years, 3 or 4 years old, 5 years old.
He should be a prodigal.
I guess
baby.
I'm not really sure because the baby was invisible. I don't know what you just said there,
but we gotta let you go. It sounded like she got a little excited. Might have said the F word there on the radio, but man, that was the best. I don't know if that was a crank or if she actually believed what she was saying, but. It was a refreshing change from Sarah and Ricky.
All I can tell you is somebody out there somewhere is a smooth criminal.
Thank you.
Like, I'm going to try this with the light and everything.
Just got to work on your moonwalk.
I am not much of a moonwalker.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Wow. All right, then. Hour number 2 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.